and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Canada isn't backing down from President Trump's imposition of 25% tariffs on Canadian goods. Here's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on NBC says the tariffs shouldn't be a surprise.
The president has been very clear from the beginning that there's a new sheriff in town, that he's going to make sure he's putting Americans first, and that Canada can help us, or they can get in the way, and they will face the consequences of it.
Mexico's president has now ordered her economy minister to also impose retaliatory tariffs. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that could hurt fans of guacamole.
The U.S. imported more than $38 billion in agricultural goods from Mexico in 2023 and $26 billion worth of alcohol. 90% of the avocados eaten in the U.S. last year came from Mexico.
It's still not clear why a Learjet crashed into northeast Philadelphia Friday night, killing the six people on board and one person in a car. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the plane went down soon after takeoff.
It was about 3 miles out. It was supposed to bank to the right. It then did that slightly, came to the left, and then took a hard left and into the ground.
He was on CNN. We've just learned the Trump administration has placed two top security chiefs at the U.S. Agency for International Development on leave. The decision came after they reportedly refused to turn over classified material in restricted areas to Elon Musk's government inspection teams. Members of Musk's Department of Government Efficiency eventually gained access to the agency's classified information. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be face-to-face this week.
The White House meeting will be Tuesday, and the Prime Minister says there will be a packed agenda.
We'll deal with the important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region, a victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis and all its components, an axis that threatens the peace of Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world.
This will be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since returning to the White House. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And in Pennsylvania on this Groundhog Day, a rodent saw its shadow and then made a meteorological prediction.
There's a shadow up here. Get ready for six more weeks of winter this year.
Woo! This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries early. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. A west wind will develop. Snow moves back into the picture tonight, 1 to 2, perhaps 3 inches by dawn. Lows in the mid-20s. It's 33 at our studios.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Hey, that's the George Stadahar Band kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with Mozart's 2 Polka. Hi, everybody. Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. And this February 1st, oh my goodness, beginning of February. And a lot of good music coming your way, you betcha. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in this morning and possibly this afternoon. I don't know if they got a game going on Sunday for sure or not, but we will be there otherwise. So let's see. What do we have upcoming next here? I'd like to see a polka band.
To see a future day about 100 years away, just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's bound. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. The polka number one, and all the people would be having so much fun. And then the radio would say, well, there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance up on the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars. And the Martian polka band would be a sight. Here's a word to all the polka bands in town. You'd better keep on playing polkas lest you drown. And the tears that I would shed if polka music should go dead, that won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be back, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances lack. Just keep on dancing strong. Next time bring your friends along, 'cause we polka people like our dances packed.
The dance floor was crowded as we danced to our favorite songs. Remember how we held each other and danced all night long. As we danced past the bandstand and politely asked if you don't mind, please play that beautiful blues skirt waltz one more time. Then the man on the bandstand said, sure, and especially for you. And said you'd be mine. While the band played that beautiful blues skirt waltz one more time, the memory of that night will always remain on my mind.
Played that blue skirt waltz one more time. Oh yeah, continuing some more music. We're going to pick up the tempo now with Eddie Bluzanchik and the boys and that Ooh La La.
I know a girl, she's just like French wine. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all? Only ma chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. Ooh la la, ooh la la, the way she looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. I know a girl, she's just like French wine. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, so sweet, my bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or howdy you all. Only my chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. Ooh la la, ooh la la. The way she looks and walks, ooh la la. Even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. If I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same. Don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen. Ooh la la.
Mm-hmm. Ooh la la. That's his Eddie Blazancheck. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. You're at the Polka Place on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5, the Civic Media Network. And I'm Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy. So we'll be back right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, we're going to call on John Guda and Garali. John Guda plays the saxophone, and this man is really awesome. So we got a sax solo coming up here pretty quick. Isn't that a tune? Oh, yeah. And that guy is from Canada. John Gouda and the Godale. All right, we're going to turn our attention to another good sax player, and he's from Hartford, Wisconsin, Kenny Brandt. And he's going to play a tune called Frenchies.
Thank you.
That's Kenny Brandt out of Hartford, Wisconsin, and the Wabash Cannonball. And before that, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday Night? I like that tune. All right, let's turn our attention now to the old Louis Bichel Orchestra on the old RCA recordings. And here's one. They spent a lot of time on the lyrics, but I do like the song called Applejack.
Jack, Apple. style. Number one good point. Don't call it a tavern and joint. It's called a tap room.
Neil Zunker and the Music Connection, and the Barroom Polka. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party here on WFHR. Yep, your number one polka station here on Saturday mornings. You betcha. And we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Now that President Trump has imposed his threatened tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, how much will that cost us? CBS's Christian Benavides.
The Nonpartisan Tax Foundation says tariffs could cost the average American family about $800 a year.
Canada and Mexico are planning to impose retaliatory tariffs on American goods. We've learned more about the victims on the Learjet that crashed into Northeast Philadelphia Friday night. Here's Mayor Sherelle Parker.
All six of the individuals who perished on the plane were Mexican citizens, and that the Mexican consulate, they continue to be here with us.
One person was killed in a car. Israeli-American Keith Siegel was among the hostages released this weekend by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. His niece, Tal Wax, met with him.
He is very positive. He's very excited to be back with his family.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries early. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. A west wind will develop. Snow moves back into the picture tonight, 1 to 2, perhaps 3 inches by dawn. Lows in the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ach yeah, welcome back to the Polka Party. We have John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman up next with the Day and Night Polka. We'll be right back.
sunshine follows you. Everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses out of the snow.
Radio WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time again has gone by so quickly. We've got about 5 minutes left in our program. And I don't know if you've known this, but just this last week, Don Peachy from Burnett, Wisconsin, he just passed away. A wonderful band leader. I got a chance to be with him and meet him and do things with him. A wonderful guy. And his son John still working the grain elevator out there. And I don't know if the band is continuing or not with John, but yeah, we never know. That's his son. But we have one here called Schnickel Fritz, and we're going to play that. That's the Don Peachy Orchestra.
A barrel of fun.
That's Where My Money Goes is the name of the tune. Don Peach is going to lead us out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. And have yourself a great week, everybody.
My gal's a carker.
Keep dancing.
She's a New Yorker. I buy her everything to keep her in style. I buy the gasoline. She drives my limousine. Hey, boys, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, that's where my money goes. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's worth her weight in gold, my precious baby. Hey boys, that's where my money goes. She's got more jolly fun, more fun than anyone. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's got me in a spell, oh gee, you bet, oh well. Hey boys, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, that's where my money goes. I buy her everything to keep her in style. She's worth her weight in gold, my precious baby. Hey boys, that's where my money goes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A trade war is escalating.
The tariffs are 10% against Chinese goods and 25% against goods from Mexico and Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country will not sit idly by.
Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action
with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
The prime minister said, for starters, those goods would include Florida orange juice, Tennessee whiskey, and Kentucky peanut butter. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Those products come from states represented by Republican senators. Gas Buddies' Patrick DeHaan expects the tariffs will quickly increase the cost of gasoline in four regions of the country.
The Great Lakes, the Rockies, the Midwest for crude oil tariffs, and the Northeast for tariffs on refined product.
It's the question we're all asking. What caused an Army helicopter and a passenger plane to collide in midair this week near Reagan National Airport? Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has a lot of questions. He spoke on CNN.
The position of the Black Hawk, the elevation of the Black Hawk. Were the pilots of the Black Hawk wearing night vision?